questions about this year, make sure it's all heard, I've been working through that. It's gonna be a draft, but dealing with this problem with balance payments.
Oh, boy.
And this whole economic picture, and what it basically means up to is, I think at some point, you're gonna have to, and I don't say this because I'm Secretary of Treasury, but I hope you know that you've got too many voices speaking for this administration in the economic area. So I guess it's unavoidable in a sense. But I'm not sure you're not gonna have to have a further delineation of the problem.
You've got to crack, you've got to stand, you've got to burn you can't control.
You've got to show.
He can control.
You
have to.
So there's five of them.
Cracking is not a good one.
And then you've got state and the farm.
Oh, they have to stay in the law.
The truth of the matter is that your business community is confused. Now, in talking the other day with Schultz, and I guess he reported with Schultz, he did, I won't get it, except they're delighted. And talking with Peterson, Schultz, and Bracken, and me, it was very clear that Pete's visit with some of his friends, Bracken's visit with some fellows in New York, my meeting in Florida with the Reserve City bankers, they all have adopted two attitudes, both of which are bad. I say first that you've given up on the fight against inflation. They just, all of them are all going out on this, which is wrong, but that's what they think. Secondly, they think that every act you take is done with a political eye of 72. That's the general consensus of the business community. Both of those things are, and I think third, there is a general uncertainty about where we're going because of the most various voices that are speaking in the economic field. I think it's affecting us internationally as well as domestically. Although I will say that we have pretty well slowed down this domestic, the international thing. It's in pretty good shape. The monetary situation's been good.
You got it's
stabilized. About to be it is stabilized, and there's no more trade outflow or concentration of money in the German team. And we borrowed that figure to have, but the guy has another half.
Yes, sir.
When we borrowed that $1.5 billion, that's pretty well, and the things that were said at that time, pretty well quieted things down. Your Hale Boggs, let me take off on another tangent. Wilbur Mills, in my judgment, is running for office. I don't know whether he'll ever admit that, but I think you will operate on the assumption that there is, because he is.
Yeah.
Put yourself there. He was in Houston last week. He was in Dallas and Fort Worth last week. He was down there talking. He talked to a lot of my friends privately. He said things publicly. So far, he's... He's pretty bitter about you, and I gathered from all I could gather, from what I was told, most of it stems from this Japanese textbook thing, but I don't believe that. I think he really just
says that.
I think he's just a political animal,
sure.
And he's just running for office. He handles himself well.
Yeah.
He had a good crowd in Houston. He had a good crowd in Dallas. Of course, a lot of your friends go. So they're sharing the ways and means. They're all the business community showed up. But not anything to worry about particularly, except it's a strong wind. Hale Boggs, in my judgment, is going to be an extremely disruptive force in the Democratic Party. And I don't think Armstrong is any hope for him. This goes to the damn doctor. And completely goes on the wagon.
What are the difficulties we have with that conversation? Very popular about having a pocket. Well, that lead, I would much prefer to have him there.
So,
and I have a left winger there, very more articulate. I just screw up the leadership meeting and everything.
So, right, yes, sir. And I'm not.
I hope he straightens up a little.
I'm leading to a completely different group. He and Carl Albert have had trouble. Carl has done some unconscionable things, and not supporting Wilbur, and not supporting George Mayer.
Yeah, I'm running on those votes.
Yeah. So we've got, fortunately and unfortunately, a divided leadership now, and a weakened leadership in the House, which we thought was going to be fairly strong. But the net is, we've got no leadership in Congress. We just don't have it. We're not going to have it. My goodness.
You have an interesting thing there. Rehan is really the most responsible man, probably in that Democratic side. He's not running for office, that's good. He's chairman of appropriations. He's hired inspectors. He's got Mahon sitting there. Mahon, of course, is the only probably just, probably goes up the wall when the speaker deserts him.
Oh, he did.
The speaker always supports. Always for appropriation.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yes, sir.
That way it means,
indeed.
That way it means, too. But Mills, of course, Mills will play his own game.
Oh, absolutely.
He won't be with me on all the time. Mills will be trying to run.
Mills will play his own.
Have to play his own. And Mills is running, actually. Exactly what he should do. Nobody runs for vice president. He's got to run for the top president and then let the other come if it may or it will. He cannot go for the other unless he thought there was a better chance of being one. He's going to give up the seat for this chance of running for vice president. But I would imagine that Will is a very cozy player in my mind.
No question about it. And I think he's a very meekest fellow. A lot of people think he's a great guy, a high person.
No.
I don't think he's got any.
No, he's never had that.
That's right.
You ever talk to Bryce Harley on it? Well, a Mahon has nothing.
Yes.
That's the difference.
That's the difference.
Yes.
That's
Wilbur. Wilbur will play any damn line that he can.
No question.
So the thing to do is to play every line he can.
And so.
And don't rely on him. Be as nice as he can. Play him on the Japanese.
You're not through with that. I don't know what.
We're sending Kennedy over there to try to make the deal. Basically, on each Saturday, he's going to go to Taiwan. He's going to go to Korea. Get them to agree to the voluntary court. Have them agree to the voluntary court. It's naval. And I, under law, can impose court on Japan. In order to make this deal go, we've got to give the Taiwanese something. We've got to give the Koreans something. We're willing to pay Taiwan to pay all the price for that. It's a pretty good price for it. Because we've got to bring the Japanese up short in Texas. We cannot let them get away with this. They broke into that. If they do this, they'll get to us in another area. We can see if we can do that, if we can. If mission works, we can get those three countries back. Step in. One country seems to step in and say, well, the rights are free, but I'm sick of it. That's what I'm trying to do.
Okay. I hope you got it does.
Now, if it doesn't work, then you still have to continue the legislature. I have a feeling this is going to work. I have a feeling this is going to work. I say it's a long shot. It's a long shot. But there's no harm shooting if it's working. It's a lot of pressure to tell the Japanese to do it. It would also be an interesting program. After he's getting away the whole damn game.
No question about it. It's very harmful to him and would really bring the Japanese up short, and in my judgment, would have the most salutary effect around the world in the international community.
Right.
Because everybody in this country thinks the Japanese are the toughest people around.
Yeah,
in the United States, who's dealt with all these foreign countries.
Yeah.
Think the Japanese are toughest. And if you can really get them and bring them up short, that's all you need to do.
Yeah. Here's that Governor Burns is doing, just as
how anybody could possibly want a money supply, right? 7 to 7.5%. That's the way it is at this time. And if March is something more, simply a spring flower, we may see a very strong April, May. I think it will, if it goes strong in April, May, it's off for the races.
Tell us one answer that, that we don't have, and I don't think we can get it this year.
Labor?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'll hang on. The trouble there, John, is that I know every businessman thinks that much. That's the problem. What in the hell can we do with this conference?
You can't.
You couldn't get anything, I couldn't, we couldn't get here and get the National Labor Committee. On a bill, we have to out there to deal with transportation, the whole transportation, which is a reasonable bill, it isn't, frankly. It kicks later in the budget, but it's a very reasonable bill. They won't even give it here. Now, what the hell do you think they're gonna do if we send a bill down there? Which we ought to have. These unions are too tough. They ought to be brought up, sure. I would be in favor of it. But the point is, you know, you can't do it, and the Congress is not gonna give it. The leadership won't give it anything back. You know who's on the damn Senate Labor Committee? Javits. Javits is the Republican. Ribbentrop, I think. Good God, they'll never do anything with it. And this fellow Perkins from Kentucky, hell, he's just a rubber stamp for the mine workers. Says, I know this piece thing. Now, of course, the business guy says, why don't we do something? What? What can you really do? By the law, there isn't a damn thing you can do under the present law. They had changed the law with regard to
all these around here. Hit me with that out of California.
Well,
this labor thing. He said, why don't you do something? I said, how the hell can we with the senators like you got? I said, how many votes the Senate can y'all deliver? Can you deliver Tony or Cranston?
That's right. That's well put.
And this is true all over the country. You can't get anything through the Congress. And as we discussed before, the time is next year. But the only point I'm making, I wasn't suggesting to do anything.
Next year, we may have the issue.
That's right.
But having in mind, we are raising next year, make it an issue, but around the issue. But let's have no illusions about doing it this year.
No, if you bring it up this year, my judgment now, just beat it around the bush, you get no credit for anything.
You get kicked around.
You're proposing a loser.
Next year, if we do it at the right time, we can do it, make it an issue. And then have the boys choose up that on the political basis. And we'll line up our friends then. But I have no illusions about the neighborhood. There's not one man that I know where they are politically, and I know what we have to do in terms of our own coming. But I also am quite aware of lacking more assistance in Congress we can get, where we're going to have to come. And the media, a lot of people have gotten fed up with these labor issues. They are just asking too much, getting too much. What do the labor people need to set up? There's a poll that went out today. The labor guys are the members of it. About 48% said that they're willing to defer wage increases and price stability. They are working. No, just pushing the price of wages up doesn't help me. That's what you see that price is going up. On the other side of the economic ledger, of course, what we have to realize is that nothing that goes to price like a little profits go up, you save, as the weather gets a little better, the economic weather, all of a sudden they say, well, things aren't quite as bad. And I think that where we're eating without being Pollyanna, where we're lucky enough to do it in international situations in Vietnam now, we'll be out of the news and cools off. The Russians may not be sure of that, but we'll know in a few weeks. And then as you go into the summer months, as people see, well, there's even more energy coming back. The whole psychology of the country can turn right around. We've been through a very, very difficult experience, and no question, psychological trauma, and the psychological trauma has affected them.
field.
That, this year.
Godfrey.
I have a feeling that March was kind of the one that said, "Oh, man."
I don't know, how do you feel?
I couldn't agree more.
I agree, and I know you hear all the bitching from the business guys.
Well, I do.
I have a feeling that deep down some of them can understand that maybe we're not so far wrong after all.
Well, you interpret things I think precisely correct. On the emotional front, on the campus front, we've seen the work. Notwithstanding the Berkeley thing, you're going to have some radical collective here and there, and some boils pop up.
Yeah, you'll have a lot of faces.
We'll have a hell of a march here this month.
Yeah, a few things you think.
But let me give you the other side of it. Over the Easter holidays on Mustang Island, Mustang, which is right opposite Rockport, just a little north of Corpus Christi.
Oh, yeah.
Port of Ranches, Ranches Pass. You've never been there, but it's a marvelous seashore area. Not popular in the nation, but popular in that part of the world. There were somewhere between 40 and 45,000 kids here on Mustang. Over the Easter weekend, there was an additional estimated 60,000 on the south end of Puppy Island, which is all the way down to the Mexican border near Brownsville. But they were extremely well behaved. No problem. Everybody said they were, including the local citizens. And I talked to a bunch of them who lived near some home on these islands. There was no trouble. He picked up most of their trash. There are no facilities. They have a front living tents. They build fires and sleeping bags on the beach. There are no hotels and motels. It's just a bare beach.
My people go to Laguna, California.
They have no rooms, they just take their
kids. They were good kids.
All of them good, no disorder. I saw no story of any fight with 100,000 kids coming through.
Well, you see, there are parts of the country now that are just a lot healthier than others. The South, still basically is healthy. You know, Texas is healthy. Southern California, with the exception of Beverly Hills and Hollywood, is pretty damn healthy. You know, San Diego. Los Angeles business guys are a lot healthier than these guys. You see something in New York.
Well, I'm sure that's right.
Sure. Well, then Mark Walton. And the mountain states are all right. The Midwest. But the real problem is the infection, this terrible infection that we have in the relationship with the Eastern establishment and the fringes of it all over the country. It's in every community, every major city has in San Francisco, heavily moved to the top of Chicago. Quite a bit of the top of Minneapolis, some of Detroit, and Cleveland, New York, and Philadelphia, Washington, possibly. That's the kind of thing. But the point is about that, that it affects the country very much. The media, or is it?
The economy, I think, is going to be good. I don't really worry about it. I think the problem is going to be, once it starts rolling, it may go too fast.
And the inflation is going to be
throughout. Frankly, this last week, I talked to Al Hayes, the New York Fed, and I talked to Arthur. I'm going to talk to Arthur again tomorrow. Arthur's holding the line against him, and I must say, a lot of his people now, he's not really spawning the time, he's embarrassed to him. Because these fellows now, they just think, my God, they ought to really tighten up now, because
no,
they think this inflation will hit us. There's a lag of 2 to 4 quarters. They think there's as much as a year's lag. And that we're breeding a hell of an inflation right now that will hit us next year. And I don't buy that. But
John, the main thing is, let's don't kill the confidence factor now.
I couldn't agree
more. They're going to kill the flower, right? Now. Let it grow a while.
I couldn't. I agree. And that's what Arthur agrees. And that's what he did. And that's what he's been doing. But,
he
takes it on. They talk about it in terms of the abstract. They don't think of it in political terms. They think of it purely in terms of money and the market and so forth. But I did agree with them that the short-term Treasury bill rate was too low. It was the disparity between the short-term bill rate and the long-term rate, the bond rate. Now, the short-term Treasury rates of
about four. Now, this is the first time it's been that high in 2 months. So the long-term rates are still coming down. What we have to have, and the money supply is still good. I just think that you're going to see a real good April, May, and I think now the kid bought it all.
Really?
I sure do. Now, I don't mean it's going to go wild this year, but it's going to be, I think it's going to maybe too good if we're not careful. In the late fall. And the thing, you see, this damn thing, if you ever turn it, I think you turned it. I really think you began to turn it last year.
Yeah. Now, didn't know what it's called.
No, because of this General Motors strike. But if it starts picking up too much this fall, then you may want to put on some brakes. But when you want it to really roll, it's next September and October. November. That's what we're about right now. All I'm saying in summary is that I'm extremely confident about the economy, the vitality of it, and the building. The unemployment rate is going to continue to be high, I'm afraid, through the summer, which is all right. Most of that's going to be summer school. Summer jobs for kids.
Most of them are young and unemployment. We just got to hang tight on that. We can't go. I think it's going to hang around 5.5% to 6%. So what do you do about it?
All you have to have, let's make some difference. See, in 1964, when Bertie Johnson was running, he had over right at 5, or a little more than 5% unemployment.
Right.
But the trend was down, and that's all you have to have. You just have to have a downtrend. It doesn't make a difference whether it's 5 or 5.25 or 5.5, for that matter. If the trend line is down.
Most people are doing well.
Oh, sure.
They're doing
too well. They're doing too well, Bertie. You cannot get people to work anymore.
They won't work with an ad, that's right.
They will not. I don't care.
That's part of the problem of this country's competitive position in the world. Our people sitting there butts and they won't work.
I'm going to bring you in a week or two, in this next week, you'll accept some champion strawberries. They're grown by a friend of mine about 15 miles from where I live.
Yeah.
And he has for 20 years won the prize in the San Antonio Vegetable Show for the best strawberries. In every class, you won them in every category. Last year, you won the champion, the reserve champion, and the champion in every single category. He planted just a few years ago, he has 60 acres of strawberries. He has six.
Oh my God.
He's got from 60 acres to six because he can't get anybody to want them. Can't get anybody to pick a strawberry. And yet, my God, in our country, again, it's the biggest gripe in that whole part of the world as well, brother. The water and the people almost fight you down as well.
They really feel strongly.
Oh, yes. Unreal. It is the topic of conversation. There are only three topics of conversation now in that area. One is the drought. Two is the war. Three is welfare. We're serving that order.
We'll reduce the war.
The war will be no issue.
That is becoming. Others it will go down.
On that point, Mr. President,
yeah.
For God's sake, if you can, please do whatever you're going to do. Bring it up. Even if you don't do it, just announce it. So that it doesn't look like that you're doing what you're doing for political reasons.
Oh,
good in spring or January or
July,
I guess, or whenever you can. But do it at such a time, in such a way, it doesn't look like that you're just carrying the budget right up and you're going to take care of it just in time for the campaign.
I'll say it.
Well, that's fine.
You have to deliver it. Before that, of course, we might just say, well, it's a certain time, certain day, that's why the person is off directly at that time, can't do it now, but at that time, I'm not sure that we can create, you can create a final. I'd say on the board, you can be sure, well, that by January 1st, everything is going to be set for one set. You know, you can't possibly do it too much.
No, I would,
You see, the bombing hall thing that Johnson had, I have nothing to add. We don't want to have any, we want to get the goddamn thing over with anyway.
Yeah.
We plan to. I must have given any of the ideas we're trying to hold in the course of that, we don't want to go on that long.
No, I would hope you wouldn't have to, but, well, that's all.
We'll be down to $184,000 on December 1st. Quite obvious. Give it away till then.
Probably.
Until we, and then, talk about prudence. But it must be done, and nothing must go in it, unless the next year, the year of progress, we turn the economic on, and maybe some question, other international areas, like the silver. Now, this year, there's a lot of things to win, but we can't really, over by one. We don't know whether it's going to target this year or next year.
Or not at all, for the silver.
Our guess is, there's no economy at the current time. As a result of the change in silver, also as a result of this national, some of those trade policies, the silver and fine gold, we're up for something. I think we're going to do that, thank you. Make an announcement tomorrow, and we'll create a decision, go down and check. I'll do that for the morning. And they actually like the Soviet areas, so, like, I'm saying, sorry, I'm going to give you a hypothetical, a good question now. I'm on the international, our main concern has to be, like, we have no control. We can't control, you know, that Pakistan, or even for that matter, in Vietnam. After, as we get down, see, as our presence reduces, then, we can't make it, it's too bad. I think it will. I put it this way, if it will make it, so after, rush. So, that's.
Well, I think that's right. Because, like Pakistan, you have enough riding on the fight in the east and west Pakistan.
I don't want us to get into that, because they did great Pakistan, so we don't know how much money you get in that fight. Make the west Pakistanis mad, no reason for it. Make the Indians happy, the Indians don't have to do it for us, come on.
That's right.
They don't really, give us hell in the UN.
That's right.
We give them $1 billion a year.
That's right.
Or, I have no business.
But further, again, I don't know who would like this to accept you, just to get a further along, but I would hope that somewhere, some incident would occur, where it's like India, when they denounce you or something, or you just say that you're withholding the loan, and you're denying this, and you're denying that, just to, because you're getting tired of kicking around, you have this nation getting kicked around. I'd use those words.
For a second.
Okay, we're the country's cigarette, and so am I. I just use those words. If I have one suggestion to make to you, is it that you're, in your appearance, this is what I pick up, I'm just giving you a reflection, that always, and I contribute something to this, you're always too controlled, that you're always too studious, too precise, not reflect, the human emotion. Yeah, just every now and then you just say, I'm sick, I'm fed up with it. You know, just something, and frown when you say it. You know, it's just, I will have it because I'm sick and tired of it. I'm sick and tired of this nation getting kicked around, or some similar expression, whatever comes natural to you. Because you're not a, strangely enough,
people view you now as a very studious, very cautious, all of which is good, but carried too far, it leaves you as a very cold and aloof man. If you have to be one or the other, it's better to be that than an irrational man, obviously.
Yeah.
But every now and then, and I think I've basically said this to you before, that if you can display some emotion or something that reflects a real interest on your part, some reaction that is a very genuine reaction, and a spur-of-the-moment reaction, whatever it might be, I don't know. Let me just give you an example. It may not be something you want to do, but somebody ought to be thinking about these things you do all the time. On May the 3rd, I'm going to be in San Antonio. I just happen to know that there'll be a meeting of the, it's going to be the 3rd 1500 fishermen. It's a big thing in terms of the number of people, but they will have there the top hunters and the top fishermen. From around the world, professionals and amateurs. They'll have from Australia, New Zealand, Guatemala, Brazil, Argentina, Mexico, Angola, Botswana, Kenya, Tanzania, India, Iran, so forth. All the top, all of the great hunters, professionals and amateurs. Basically, they're going to talk about the conservation theme. Worldwide. They talk about the conservation of the leopard in India, what they do in this organization, Game Coin International. It's Game Conservation International, that's the name of it. They call it Game Coin. They go in and actually work with governments to try to see that they do the proper policing in Africa and India to preserve the tiger. It's not just a bunch of sportsmen go out and slaughter game. They do the same thing in all of the African countries. I don't know if it's something you want to do, but if you just said, I heard about this organization, I will come talk to you about it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and you go and make a great speech about conservation of wildlife, and the conservation of the ecology and the environment that makes it possible. And say what we're trying to do in this country. Well, it's not a contrived thing. Hell, it's something that this is the third one. We have to have every 2 years. Well, this is the forum you want, or the subject you want. But somebody ought to be watching for things like this, where they would have truth to say, no, we'd be nice to call up and we'll come talk to him. You know,
yeah.
He knew we were going to have all these fellows here, and he just won't come to us about this, but he's concerned about it.
Uh-huh.
It's this type of thing. That this is all I'm saying. It could be something in California, it could be in Chicago or somewhere else.
Forums that allow more opportunities for that kind of stuff.
Sure. It gets you a little bit out of the ordinary. Gives you the proper setting. First place, you know, everybody there needs your friends and supporters in this particular case because of people's money. Who can afford to go hunting?
That's right.
Well, I mean, there's people like Herb Klein, who's one of the great hunters of the world, one of the great sportsmen of the world. Elgin Gates, California. And they come and they have to go on for a week. It's a great thing. He shows his films, taking the Marco Polo sheep and out of Mongolia, so forth and so on. It's an interesting thing. The other point I'm making is that there are times when they ought to all be looking for ideas to feed into, to where you can do some of these things and reflect not only a concern for a certain area of human endeavor, but where you can also show a high degree of leadership. That there's one element in this country that we talked last fall before I came up here. It is still leadership. This is the one element that people are looking for. Because frankly, they feel engulfed by their problems. They don't want to. And they're looking for somebody to tell them of where they're headed and why they're going. Just that simple. I don't know what you do with your cat. Start talking, I shouldn't apologize to you, but I started getting some help from some of these fellows. They have to do it both on their own and I think under your direction. We can't just let people continually eat at us. Now, I was delighted to see John Mitchell and client expenses. I assume their facts were right. They took on the payoff.
They should have. They were right.
Now, the truth of the matter is, if you could gracefully get rid of Mr. Truby, you all could.
You have to.
He's a great fellow. He's done a great job.
But he's 77 years old.
Well, he's 77 years old. You ought to step aside. That's the truth of the matter. And you ought to do it. You're here not because he's due to cause any great damage, but so that you can name his successor.
Even though whoever succeeds, maybe might remove him, but nevertheless, there's a chance.
Well, there's a good chance they won't.
That's right.
And this is the whole thing.
But you're right that he should. But I think the cabinet does make, they make a hell of a lot of speeches.
Well, they don't take on anybody. We got to be prepared to take on some of these people.
You got to fight.
Bill Rogers got to take on a person when he says that. Well, I said this privately in 65. I expressed my reservations about this war, and then I expressed them privately to the president in 67. And now I wish I'd said something sooner.
And even Gilbert Johns said in 68, I really didn't agree, but Johns wouldn't let me say it.
That's right. And Bill Rogers ought to take a move on. And just say, now what kind of leadership is this? Now what kind of statements are we going to have to say?
And God, somebody should do that.
Well, they say these ridiculous things when they die. The only way, if you'd done it, or one of your people had done it, the press would have kept it alive. You don't have the press to keep these things alive. So you're going to have people on the fire line to keep them alive. And if you get these nuts talking about how cold and unconcerned this administration is about welfare and so forth, they just announced it. Nobody ever heard of it, but they could name it. One of the 12 disciples called this administration. He just they got everybody named this cabinet. But he's a smart fellow.
He is.
And he's an articulate fellow. He's a good-looking fellow. And he can take on anything he's too good. He can take on a John Gardner in the Common Club.
Right.
He would.
Well, he's got all the credentials of the Eastern Standard.
He sure has.
He has the looks and the background.
He sure has. I don't know whether he's got the instincts of a giant fighter or not, but...
You would think, for example, politicians would have been wrong and bold. Be smart enough to do it.
Well, it may not, but they do. But at least both of these blessing hearts, he's got the heart to do it.
He's got the heart, yeah.
He sure has.
You know what I meant is that he may not, when I say smart enough, is that
he may not be smart enough to send out the battle by himself.
Because you don't want one of our guys to go out there and get cut out. Volpe, I must say that when he's bigger, he's got an entitlement.
Yes, yes.
Sure.
But it may not be, but I'm not but hell if
Rogers
Herb Klein or somebody from Patrick's farm. I thought they just say.
Yeah, I suppose they do. Rogers. As a matter of fact, I could be a lot tougher too.
Well, of course you could.
God, I mean, for example, John was very interesting when you were my speech last week. I do it all. I'm sure that the man I understand right there would play the thing to do and afterwards they sort of come along. I don't mean it closely, but there is not that old. I've been a boy, I'm going to stick through it. You got to stay through. There's always tennis where you got to run. Maybe we've got to get into what the people are all with our urging here in Congress is losing the guts and so forth. You can't get into that kind of crap. If you do, you don't stand right up to it. And our cabinet people, simple nature, really, Mitchell has. Mitchell's a guest, he's a gunfighter. Yeah. He's not a colorful man, of course. And he's not a speaker, but he's a fighter.
Sure. He doesn't have to. He's colorful in his way.
Yeah.
He's colorful because he is a dour and sober and quiet fellow with a pipe and with a wife who's out for. So he's colorful. He's colorful as he can be.
When you go down the road, you see it doesn't take long. He wants to say the nice things. He doesn't. What is it?
the game.
Well, of course, it's comfortable to fight it more. They lay it out, they're loyal and so forth, but he's getting up struck and
a lot of people said after that, says, I don't give a damn. have to say, that's the kind of thing you're dealing with.
That's exactly right.
You want to see more of that.
That's right.
Part of the problem is our speech rate. You can't do it with speech rate, you've got to do it. Suggestion is to do a Q&A session.
Howard Smith didn't have a little of that. The Howard Smith thing, and I thought it's the best thing I've ever seen.
He did not, but that was only on one network, and only covered 10 million people. We had quite a bit of...
More natural than...
You prefer a little bit more. You now and then would be a little bit, shall we say, outraged.
Yes, sir.
Would not.
Yes, sir. No question about
it. Press the squeal. First, they squeal always. I don't, that doesn't bother me, I'm just telling you.
Well, I understand.
They always say, all right, lost his temper tomorrow.
Well, you don't lose your temper, you just know. There's a difference, you know the difference between losing your temper.
I don't.
Yeah, but it tires them.
Yeah.
And it's a matter, total matter of inflection. You have a marvelous voice, if you know how to use it, then you do use it in private conversation. And you restrain it when you get on television. But every now and then, I just take the bridle off a little, that's all I'm saying. You don't do it all, but enough to where you can reach the average fella out there.
Yeah.
Because you know, the press never kept you in the room.
That's right.
They never kept you in the room, you said.
Let me ask you about Eric in the room.
Yes,
sir. I have not here. Well, I suppose there they would not be as stirred up about it as they are.
Basically, he heals people down there more than he heals people up here. Like, for a number of reasons.
Well, because of that. One, because of the enemies.
Yes.
Sure. The whole man. He's like all the people there against.
He's against.
That's right.
And he speaks their language. And the great value of the vice president. And whether they like him or whether they don't, whether they always agree with him or whether they don't, I think he says what he believes. I think he's candid enough to say what he believes. And they think that a very few men for political life.
Right.
You just don't think that.
That's right.
We're all, and that's right. They have their wants and politicians is a very low end. Now, I think the vice president has made some mistakes. He's almost reached the point, and I said almost reached the point, where if he's not careful, he's going to convince people that he's doing this for effect. Not because he said it for effect. If he goes beyond that thin line, to where people, then he can't survive. Because he will be completely discredited then if they begin to
pay. He hasn't reached it yet.
No, he hasn't reached it yet. And he's gonna, but he's going to have to be
tried. This is for an item.
And so, where we want. And
he likes what he is at this point. So low-key, disarming, often believe her.
He loves it. I'd let him do it. And provided he
I sometimes think he likes it, but sometimes I think the point is he may like it just because he likes it.
Well,
that's what you're concerned.
That's what I'm concerned about. And there's one other point I'm concerned about, and that is that he be careful not to use too much alliteration. Because then people begin to think, well, he's just trying to be clever and keep
our food. None of them think food is this.
That's right.
You know, okay.
That's right. Then it's a product, you know.
Okay.
It's out of
Hollywood stuff.
That's correct.
I don't think you can be too cute.
No, you can't.
You can be funny now and then.
Funny, humor, great. And he does that well.
Very well.
Extremely well. But when he's attacking Muskie or Humphrey, and he can take them on these Phoenix they had in 65, 67, 68. But he has to be careful of the language. It can be mean, it can be tough, but he just can't have a string of adjectives. He can't have a string of words of alliteration.
Right.
And it's a delicate thing to handle. but he don't have any, but he's cautious about it. And God knows, he's been a tremendous draw for our town. And he's been a brave soldier.
And he's been willing to take it off and others in time.
That's correct. He's done what nobody else can do.
Got that right.
And it came at a time when you really need somebody to take it off.
Rather curious, you know, the church. Good work, honest, helpful, the crowd of fun. That it is fresh. In terms of not accepting, I must have been very bold. Quite believable, I think. It's not fair, but I think it's because he's attacked a little bit, he's had a little man, all that, there's all that sort of thing, right?
That's right.
It's unfair, but it's the way he sorts out. He isn't part of my scholar. Now, that is being a good man, how are a good man, and a fight like that, as he fought myself.
He sure did.
But down the line, it's a problem, guys. They aren't white, only they just don't enjoy the fight.
I think that's right.
They sit here in Washington, they read the press, they don't want to get knocked. And of course, they're fighting the opposition Congress. But they only knew, though, that if once they got into it, they sleep better at night.
Sure they would.
Doesn't that take somebody off?
Mr. President, they don't think in those terms. See, that's the first thing.
Yeah.
Now you take a fellow like Richard. He doesn't think in those terms. He doesn't think in political terms. He's like everybody else. They get so busy seeing the problems in their department every day.
Yeah.
That they really don't understand why they're here. See, not any of us here want to talk to any contest. And none of us are here except for one reason.
Right.
To do the best job we can for you. You're the fellow that's on the line, not us. And they all understand that.
Right. They would be here by.
That's the whole point. They're here by your servants. They're not elected here, man. So what difference does it make if they make a vote right now? Suppose he gets mad at one of them. Suppose he gets mad at me. Well, I care. I would eventually go back to private life, and sooner or later, what the hell, I don't need to go right now. I'd get along fine with it. Or I'd get along fine with it up to Crossmire. I don't mind taking on Crossmire. This is why I don't mind correcting Henry Royce in a testimony. I said, now, Congressman, I don't agree with your foundation. You talk about the loopholes, I won't use that term. And I don't think it's fair to use that term. He smiles and said, maybe you're right. Would you agree to provisions provided for tax avoidance? And I said, yes, I agree to use of those terms. But I want to, sir.
Not evasion.
That's right. No
violation.
Avoidance. And I said, this is because of Congress, I would agree to it, because of Congress has put those provisions consciously into the law.
And it's valid. A man has a perfect right. An obligation to attempt to avoid that.
That's correct.
Hell, that's what we lawyers tell them to do all the time.
So, but it's a little thing like this. But I'm not casting any vote in all direction. My only point is, what the hell do I care about Henry Royce of Wisconsin? And your cabinet really ought to care. They ought to be willing to get the fight. They ought to be willing to protect you. It can't look like all of a sudden that it's a contrived thing.
I know.
We're all going to go out and just start the Don Quixote style, charging out women over there.
That's right.
But nevertheless, I don't mind taking on. Now, I get too much publicity. And I don't want any publicity. I try to avoid it. Seriously. But they, Kay Graham, wants me to come over and have a lunch with the Pope. I'm going to go. Because I can't convert them, but I can maybe soften a little bit. I went over to the Pope. I mean the star, the headline. I've already done the star. I'm going back to New York to the Time of Life people. They've been down here to see me, but they won't be come up there. So I'm going to sit down and talk to them.
Sure.
But before I go, now they want to come down and send a photographer with me. They want to do a 4 or 5 page spread of life. And I said, well, I don't want that. And they said, well, we want to do it before you come up here. I don't know what I'm gonna do about that, but this happens every day, every day. But I don't need any more publicity. This story appeared, and you'll see it if you have, I won't tell you about it. About a fellow named Lloyd Cutler in the paper here that I saw when I got back. And it had something to do with the appointment of domestic intelligence board. Whether you guys call it to your attention or not, they will, they should. The story was a bad story. It said Johnson ally Lloyd Cutler, in fact, had conferred with Secretary of Treasury John Lee Connally on yesterday about the creation of a domestic intelligence board to get away from this problem of credibility in the FBI and so forth and so on. And then he said the very day of Cutler sent a memorandum to Connally, well, I haven't seen the memorandum. It's on my desk. I just got it. But he obviously, he came into my office with George Spader, the president of American Airlines, to talk about airline business. And I didn't know he was even coming, but Spader wanted to see me about general airline business. And this fellow came in, and the process took 2 or 3 minutes. And he said, let me give you an idea. You've got problems with the FBI and all Irwin, this Irwin thing. He said, help me get around it. He said, you might want to suggest domestic intelligence force, patterned after the foreign intelligence force. So fine, I'll think about it. Well, that was sad when he goes back. Obviously, tell somebody in the press, or in the paper. It's something that I resent. I put in a call, and I'm going to give in hell.
You know that's going to happen.
Oh, I know it's going to happen.
People always use their humans and probably wrong content. But that day, Jackson does take a lot of risks. I mean, what would be better to take the risk to see whether or not that failing to get the opportunities that you might have if you didn't see them. That's really,
I agree. I had no concern about it. I just didn't want you to do that because I won't show you the thing. I just want to take the background and bother me
might be worth doing. We don't have to be one of them, but it's a terribly sensitive thing. It's over to the extent. And that's more suspicious. And yet he wants to be right there. I'm sure that he doesn't want, and the main thing is he must not let him in. Must not stay so long that he's driving on. Must not do that.
That's right.
He's got to leave. But I was holding on to him. He was the boss. It's hard for old men to deal with. They can number anything. They're out of there, and they're making points of it. That's now.
Well, they obviously can. Over the life we live in the FBI, bound to find some disgruntled people.
And probably has an enormous number of friends, and still has the majority of public support in some kind of way.
And the problem is that there's no occasion for your friends to come forward. How do your friends express themselves? Do I go and assume I'm a citizen, Houston, Texas? Do I go and say, well, I see he's under attack, and I want to come up here and vouch for him? This is ridiculous. A lot of people over the country that are flying, but how do they articulate that? So he's at the mercy of the disgruntled. Everybody won't say something ill about it. All they have to do is find a report or a television camera. They get lots of big news. And they've made up their minds now. They telegraph their punches all over. They've made up their minds to get it.
Oh, yes.
And the sooner it can be worked out.
It's a symphony.
Sure. And they'll orchestrate it tonight and again.
That's right.
They take 2 or 3 years, but in the process, they'll destroy him, and then they'll destroy him.
They got somebody gone on the CEO box. Probably his staff. They got him in on it. That's a mistake on their part. They should never. The old story, you don't strike a king unless you kill him.
Sure.
They struck him, and they did kill him because of the damn charge in that.
Right.
And that's only the beginning. We've got to figure the stars off here.
Where's the star?
Well, hell, they're not in that.
No.
I think they're saying he's too old.
I said he's too old.
That's right, he is.
And he all get out of here, right?
Star, the other daughter, my office resignation, Supreme Court.
Sure, I'll do that, man. I tell you, they ought, I'd like to hear this double standard stuff.
They really ought to. I have a few letters to the star, I don't know, look. He's talking about Hoover, what about Black? What about Frankie Carlin? He's too old, then they're blind. Douglas is over 70.
But just now, let's get him out.
Give us a chance to change that court, that may be done a lot.
If you do that.
You need one more, you know,
Charles. And I'm not sure you ought to propose that to this Congress, but, on Supreme Court, they just reject everything, but I just think they ought to, you know, I just don't think they ought to be, they ought to be forced to retire at age 70 or 72.
Goddamn, Irons.
The American people would be strong for them, and, they...
Well, actually, nobody should be in the Congress after 70. It would be unfortunate.
What is your strength? Is that a full calm, other people who are all healthy? That's your baby, which is not worked out.
But you know what I mean. I would be candid about some of our best scholars and senators. They're elected. That's something else the people can retire at.
People
can retire at. And her person is appointed, shouldn't be there longer than 70 years.
Now, hey, she can just ask out of that. That's right, and I think you send it. And I think you also. You just say, I don't have any. Oh, sure, I don't like the Supreme Court. But some of the decisions of the Supreme Court, it's an institution. I have great respect for it. But frankly, I don't think any of those justices ought to serve on our actual 7 years. What's wrong with that?
Well,
I'm the only business.
Obviously, I want to do anything you want.
You're doing great.
Show me what a great.
I hope you're not working for yourself with that.
No, I'm not. And I think we're going to say we're now in the spring.
incident, almost identical with that.
Let me check.
Gets down to basically is the... very obvious here, I'm getting across. And they were a public man's concern. And somehow, discussing this world problem and all that, but without that fool, or this is having to be cool and efficient and so forth. And they commented by that too, but to a gratitude that is the first coldness of speech. On as a bit, I'm glad it wasn't used, but I thought it was in the room. So boy, it'd be so elegant story. You're out there, see my point. I rather wonder if Conley doesn't have a point there. That is, that doesn't have a turning on the cool. Yeah, I think it's a general reaction, but maybe he's right. Maybe what comes across. Maybe what comes across is what he says there. Smith, of course, did provide more on giving that point. However, that there's an awful lot involved with this sort of thing. As is, as we know, it's something that others or still say have got to do the job again now. So it just may be that we've got to
Yeah, well,
I just don't know.
More addition than Ray wanted to make there, because we had supposedly good in that area, it was that Catholic priest that ran for the Senate. Yeah. Okay, very much interested in coming in. Candidate.
Real well as a priest, maybe he's got a heart. So be sure to let the folks know. Anyway, I'm going to head back to the camera. My employees are all here for your sons. That includes me. I take these people on. But they're not going to make news just by being positive. They got to take somebody on. They got to hit somebody. They got to attack somebody. For sure. And here's the weakness. I guess Romney hit somebody. I don't know whether he did or not. But we just haven't had anybody on our cabinet team. I mean, take Finch and Klein. You know, we got them running around. They never attack anybody. Yeah. It's Klein.
Klein does sometimes, yeah. He always can fit it.
I know he was crazy in CBS, where he's kind of not the story. Well, he got into the big disservice one of those. But anyway,
Team. What the hell are they doing? the hill area.
And don't get hurt. And good point is that there are only 12 cabinet officers and 535 congressmen. They're seeking a lot louder than one congressman does.
A lot of cases. Wouldn't stop the cabinet.
And if you won't meet with those individual guys on that level, you won't think anything like that. I think that's right, right?
Well, the point that he's really concerned with. We're talking about that, because I think we've got to really look. I think there is too much of a attitude on the part of our, even our staff people, that do a job being unflappable. This point is that ain't enough. We already thought that now, like, we're basically not an unflappable person.
I'm going to charge you after you lost, so you don't have anybody in the cabinet. But, if what you do now is fine, the money won. You don't have a cabinet. Clay has some effort, Richardson. I understand it, but I think once understood, I think Richardson could be. It is way that the cabinet officers have been dealt with. With, so, I mean, everything's been...
Well, he pointed out, he said, now, Volpe's got a lot of heart. I think Volpe's apparently can't all speak. The pressure was on, trouble in space. Volpe was just an obscure young man, that's all.
Pay attention to Volpe.
A clown. Space a clown, but, you know, that's the, too much yak. And Romney has never recovered from the campaigns. He has been serving anybody. So, stands. Two men more dull than those two. Harder, dull. Right at the top, Laird and Rogers are just not.
Here, you can't use them an awful lot.
God damn it, the Secretary of State ought to stand up on these damn issues. Double stick. 756.
That is Bill Wood.
Bill. The problem is, you need to take somebody on. Somebody's going to take these people on.
That's
the captain. See, we should have strengthened some. I'd like to strengthen Will. I've been really terribly disappointed in myself. I think that maybe you dump somebody in the cabinet, Mr. Bryce, brother, but I wonder if you'd be any better right now, where you maybe have the cabinet position next.
But you probably would.
He's very frank. He likes to, you know, give all his advice. I can't do the wrong decision. He's not ruthless enough, that one, but mainly he hits this point of the question. Find some instances where you can show a little emotion. And the point is, as I said, Bob, we've got how many times have we? Don't you agree? There's been a hell of a lot, but nobody ever got it out.
Really can't. The way of getting it out that he talks about being moderately effective, and it takes a long time to have an effect.
Is it, you mean about other people talking about it?
Yeah.
He isn't suggesting that. He's not suggesting I do it myself. He's suggesting that I, in press conferences and other things, I just don't see my changing the press conference technique. I mean, Retro Johnson was just never stomped around and so forth.
I have a long piece from North Frank Leonard.
Oh, did you hire him or not?
No, we're going to leave him. If he turns out to be a little unstable. I'm quite sure what the problem is.
He wrote a damn good piece, though.
But he's out of the National Committee full time, and they eventually are going to move him over to the Citizens Committee, paying initials.
Yeah.
And we can get as much of his time
already long
to do his work without getting.
So he wrote a long piece, and what does he say?
Well,
now this is the same thing he's getting from. His point, though, Leonard says, I don't have to change. He said,
we just gotta get across off the hill I've been doing.
That's right, but he does say that we've gotta change what we get across. And he makes an interesting point that I hadn't really thought of, which is that we, he's talking about you, but when we talk about how things ought to be done, we talk about how Kennedy got things through, you know, and you kind of think about the way Kennedy got things across. He said, you gotta look at what they did with Kennedy. They very consciously worked at getting across the things that were not sound points. In other words, Kennedy was a playboy, so they worked hard at getting across his 100 days and trying to make a big thing out of that. Kennedy was a socialite, so they worked hard at trying to make him look like a loner. Jackie Kennedy was a jet set swinger, so they worked hard at making her
look like a mother.
Look like, well, a mother and a classic, you know, the Pablo Casals business and stuff like that, where her natural bent would have been some far out
right.
Modern jazz.
Very good point.
And, you're just the opposite in most of those things of Kennedy, and we should therefore be getting across the opposite points. In other words, that you essentially are a loner, so we should make you look like a social object. That you're and I don't think this works.
No.
Except he's not changing it, though. He's saying build up the points that are natural. They didn't change Kennedy. Kennedy did go out alone in a sailboat, so they made a big thing out of it because that was a good point to make, they thought. Where Kennedy was pushing legislation, so they made it like that. We're efficient, so we shouldn't push efficiency.
I agree.
We need to show a little more informality. We need to look a little looser. We need to stir up a little more excitement and that kind of stuff. Nixon doesn't need Pablo Casals, she needs Duke Ellington, was his point. He said that was superb because Pat Nixon's thought of as being
Casals,
proper and formal and all. I don't know, but that's what she's thought of as. He argues, for instance, on Trisha's wedding that we shouldn't play the fairy princess marrying the rich prince. That'll appeal to a few Tories who dream of the days of royalty, but a great mass of Americans don't look at it that way.
So why does she play?
I don't know.
No, I think the wedding is trying to be played royally. Believe me, they love royally.
Oh, and Trisha is royally. That's,
you can't change her.
I don't think you can make her change
her. She's
got the great charm and all that. Like she was out with those Easter egg kids yesterday and did a sensational job on television.
Was it
on TV? Yeah, the kids mocked her. She does that just extremely well. But she does it the way royalty does it when they go down amongst the
country. I don't think actually, Bob, we're doing quite as badly as many believe. You know what I mean? I think that the very rough period of foreign policy and domestic policy, and then now we're beginning to see.
Well, what Collins says is true, though, and he sees, and that's, of course, that's Leonard's point, that the people who know you, know that you're warm, thoughtful, considerate, you know, those kinds of things, that they know how hard you work, they know all these characteristics, and yet the people who don't know you don't realize that.
Yeah.
So the key is not to make you any different than you are, which is better to make known to the general mass of the public what the people who know you well know.
The real question is whether we change the press conference and the conversations.
So that's it. Because it's
very
that's where you make the massive effect.
Well, now the one time, let's face it. Way the three speeches, November 3rd, Cambodia, and April 7th, were all speeches in which I, showed the emotion. They were all in their way, gotten that effectively. The trouble is that Sapphire priced that much, they never come up with a goddamn thing which has any. They just can't do it because they don't believe in it. That's really what it gets down to. That isn't the thing to do. It's hokey, you know. That's what they would say. Schmaltz. They would realize it. Without schmaltz, you get no place in this business. You probably see if you couldn't get a little of that inculcated and graced in Sapphire's. You want to be brittle and clever and all that. It's not that different warm. Really, done. They talk about their children and you crap. I put a little something about my mother.
Nebraska, Coke did a good job on that. The story at the end. I don't see much stuff that comes through that way. Not really. It's like a few anecdotes, but the anecdotes are not warm. They're not the kind of things like I gave to the Adams thing. I know that guy's one of you with the things, but I think that... I worked this out though. He thinks I can survive. I would not agree. I want you to do. And this is set up pretty well. This has got to be prepared way in advance. We left to it. Gotta start looking for it. We're goddamn fools with the fate of the nation and the world hanging in there. It's less than an adequate team. Got staff or okay. I don't know. I really think we need some spokesman. I don't know what the hell we're gonna do. I've kept him a crack because our economic policy would otherwise appear to be a failure. But he's an utter disaster as a salesman. That only comes. Schultz is a very good salesman. Schultz is good, but he's not really bad.
Keller's very serious a possibility. Kalmbach is convinced, and I'm not at all sure it would be a good idea, that Stantz would be interested in resigning and being finance chairman again. He is going to go the same route and everything, but...
Finance chairman and then make him ambassador to Britain.
If you tell Maureen Stantz to raise $50 million...
How about this parlay? You resign. He's ambassador to Britain, because Walter can't stay there more than 4 years. He should get the hell back here. He'd take Congo. He loves Africa.
He might like Africa.
That's right.
He really might.
I'll take him any post he wants in ambassadorial. It's over Congo or something. And to do that, then we could get a Secretary of Commerce who's really a balls-out salesman to see. Marty is gray and tired, blah, blah.
See, that's a post where you could really put a balls-out salesman.
That's right.
And you could use it. You could sell the economy. Cut across a lot of lines. You go out and sell the hell out of business. You can use them as a political operative.
In the same category, of course.
And Mitchell will be going out, so you can put an AG in. If you want to.
If Mitchell leaves, I'm going to have to move client stuff, and I don't want to do that.
Well, Mitchell is going to leave.
No, not now.
No, but I mean, as I understand, he feels he's got to leave sometime next year.
Let's take a crack at Stantz. How about some others? Chuck and Robin.
He could,
maybe.
All right. He's got the ability.
We have no other. We can't do anything. But we tried on him and struck out. We both on common cause. Bowlby, we just stuck with him.
Senator John McCone resigned from common cause. Last week, Matt Gardner saying he had joined John Carson because he thought he was going to bring people together, but since he's going to divide them, he'll have to reluctantly resign. He feels you're doing the right thing in Vietnam. You inherited it.
Be sure he gets a letter from me.
Right.
And who the hell is getting that out? Have we got any? Are our boys getting that out or not?
Well, we just got the letter.
What are we going to do about
it? Yeah. We've got
to drive the goddamn thing in the press to hell with him. That's a good one. He's a big man. Former head of the CIA.
Yep.
We put that's a top priority thing. Is he released to the press?
I don't think so. That's going to be an okay.
Well, then. That letter, put him on that. Just put him on. Put him in, and that's only once every 3 months. He sure had it down, though. I was. But what do you think about the point of the guy, the letter here? Is he not correct? Or is he? I don't know. I don't know if he's correct or not. Of course, part of this reflects what they read in the press, you know.
And it's a high percentage. TV interviews, I promise I'll watch it Friday here.
I say you've got to go back to emotion, human reaction.
Genuine concern.
Don't appear too cautious and cold and precise. See, the thing these days, we have to realize, the thing these days, the endless shouting, peace now,
yeah. Well, maybe you've got to start demagoguing a little bit. Maybe that's what the thing is.
Well, they want straight damn demagoguery.
You can sure as hell do it. A little depressed beating and the moist eye and some of that as you go through the answers to press conference questions and taking a reporter on once in a while.
That's why that business about the that speech.
Out of mind, but
you know why. They know how powerful it was.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The main thing you've got to consider is, I really think you've got to have a problem with John Irving. Don Schultz, I wouldn't have, because he's that kind of man himself. Now look here, now, for Christ's sakes, let's look at the Scott Van Kelly. Do we want to go into great battle with them? What can we do about it? He's one, but he's our friend at least. God, I'd like to chuck the whole bunch, believe me. You know, there's only one man in that cabin that I will keep.
Who else? Richardson would, if we sent out and talked with Richardson, we wanted him to fight, we wanted him to make news, we wanted him to attack.
Become a national figure.
Become a national figure. He can do it. Icy type of New England, sure, politician. He's not that warm, emotional type, but he still could be damaged.
He could knife him a little.
Yeah,
you say, look here. You see, but Conley has, he's looked them all over. He says, Richardson is an able man. He says, but nobody knows, never heard of Richardson.
Amazing.
So he's a kick this goddamn welfare assholes. Conley says, welfare is the biggest issue in Texas. People say, no, no. Biggest issue in California. And Bob, we're on the wrong side of the goddamn issue. Now, I want you to talk to Irving about that tomorrow, but I really think we've got to, I think we ought to check down the assistance, I agree with you. You know, that part, go for welfare reform. People do not want family assistance, you know. They don't want to add people to goddamn welfare rules. Boy, I had Schultz and a lot of other people. What the hell difference does it make, Bob? Huh?
People don't want them.
Put yourself in the nose. Right. All over the place. I'm giving ourselves a Japanese name.
That's fine. That nose aren't prepared. It scoops things up all along.
Over the nose, right?
Talk about lack of charisma.
About the welfare man.
Yep.
Also, I want you to talk to him about how we really ought to. We've got to take the heart of the cabin now.
About Rogers and Laird at this point.
Success.
And replacement of the Rockefeller and the country.
But I would be more inclined to replace the Greeks.
Can't trust Nelson, that's for sure.
Nelson can't be trusted. In foreign policy, I can't have somebody you can't trust. Maybe in different directions. Can't do that.
Put someone else in there.
But tomorrow night, right?
Did Henry mention you about the Prime Minister in Morocco?
Second day?
No. The Prime Minister is being dispatched here as in the way it's like, it's on Thursday, so we'll see him. And maybe, he doesn't know what it's about. Maybe he's still in his visit or something. I cancel it with you, so why can't he cancel it with you?
I'm not trying to.
I know the Prime Minister.
King
comes on a mission from the King. The President's got a smart
cancel it, that's fine. Or he probably could maybe set it up or whatever he wants to do.
If he's canceling it, it sets us up to do that Marine thing beautifully.
So you just go on out.
Then you can go out early. So the Marine thing to the 30th.
Well, I think that has a good touch.
If we do something else. So some other, it doesn't have to be any event, but I mean, if we have some other reason for activity.
We're there.
So I have to work out there. You worked out there 9 weeks ago. You worked out there.
The point is that the kind of event. So.
The Commandant of the Marine Corps, right? I don't know which one. Apparently told you, I guess it was the outcome last year, that was the one just wish he had. Was that you would in some way participate in the return of the first Marine Division.
Yeah, I tried to.
It's apparently a very big thing.
That's a hell of a division. I served with
Yeah.
I'll make a note of this. I served with the Corps of War, to check it out, I think it was the first Marine there, we know, so. Be my division, and to do, but then, remember, Trimley used to run around with his old buddy from World War II. Changed the bit, but why not? Other than guys, oh,
Dick Moore is opposed to it on the grounds that.
Fills up the war.
Just any involvement with military is not a good thing. Argument is that the jobs for veterans things, that sort of thing, is the way to show your
ownership.
Winding down.
Nobody paid any attention to jobs.
I've got a few to play, but, very little. Better play than most people expect that.
No, I think we could do the Marine thing very nicely, it's working for something else. So, with the military, I'm for the military. See, Dick isn't, and I am. See, I'm very strongly for it. Dick is sort of leaving his term, you know. Your voice is peace mix. I know he's for us.
Much more right than left.
No, no, but I know he's for us, but he sees that the military is unpopular. God damn it, we've got to stand up for it. We want to remember, where the hell are our friends from? The hell stands up for us, the jobs and veterans crowd?
Well, you're also bringing military home in Australia. They can hardly. And they were the division that started the pacification program. It's all kinds of.
You can talk about the things they've done for the people of the
sure.
Well, great to see that it's how fine they are, and so forth and so on. But he's good, but I think he would tend to reflect.
Feel strong.
He would tend to reflect more of their feeling than, well, she would have nothing to do with the military, you know. Yeah, basically, the military are. Which we are proud of. But we've got to stand up now then for our friends.
As much that as the military symbolized the war.
Supposedly put it the other way, though.
And the fact that you're in Camp Pendleton is sort of your own place.
Right.
They're in your backyard. What a. This is for us.
More, see anything yet?
I'll get it for a while.
Oh, that's right.